And now you can add security to the long list of problems plaguing healthcare.gov, the enrollment site for the new health insurance exchanges. NPR's Elise Hugh reports.
How safe is the data you enter on healthcare.gov? That's a question on the minds of some lawmakers, like Michigan Republican Mike Rogers.
Has each piece of that code that's been introduced in the system been security tested?
The memo leaked to the AP and the Washington Post shows an audit raised an unspecified high-risk security concern before the healthcare marketplace opened. But officials signed off on a temporary certificate to operate anyway. Rogers criticized Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius for that decision during a Wednesday hearing.
You accepted a risk on behalf of every user of this computer that put their personal financial information at risk.
The personal information going into healthcare.gov includes birth date, social security number, and an estimated income range. Sebelius says her team was okay with the temporary go-ahead because additional security controls were in place. Waylon Krush is the head of Lunarline, a cybersecurity firm that does work with dozens of federal government agencies.
They get to make those decisions and those trade-offs.
He says HHS, which administers Medicare and Medicaid, actually has a lot of experience with data security.
They process, store, transmit, and manage, review a lot more sensitive data than what, you know, your general citizen is going to be put on healthcare.gov. So I would say from a risk perspective, it's pretty low, actually.
But the agency's technological credibility is dwindling as programmers rush to fix ongoing issues with the error-riddled system. Now, programmers have to make sure they don't introduce new security risks with each patch. Again, Sebelius.
I know they're doing simultaneous testing as new code is loaded.
Krush says all this attention on security presents a good reminder for all of us.
Everyone should always ask those questions, whether it be a commercial customer or the government. How are you protecting my data?
An important question as more and more pieces of our lives exist online. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.